We're excited to bring in our next guest. He is a social media influencer and a U.S. Army reservist. His name is Matt Randall, and he's at the Catawba Nuclear Station today as part of his human-powered nuclear power bike tour. So let's bring in Matt to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Matt.
Good morning, Lucas and Ashley. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Good.
Hey, we're doing well. We slept in a bed and it was warm and cozy. I would like to know what your outside sleeping arrangement was like overnight, Matt.
No, definitely. So Duke Energy, you know, they were nice enough to hook me up. They have a employee park right next to the Catawba Nuclear Station, and I have shelter here, so I have overhead shelter, and I have my tent set up with my sleeping bag. Ooh. And, you know, all things considered, no complaints on my end. And you guys were talking about the fog earlier on your show, and it is very foggy over here as well.
Oh, okay. Well, hopefully your bike has a light on it, or you're wearing a headlamp for sure. So, Matt, you're part of, or you're doing a 3 week long 1700 mile East Coast solo bicycle trek, and you're making stops at more than a dozen nuclear stations from Massachusetts all the way to Florida.
Correct. It'll probably end up being about 5 weeks to get down to Florida, but yep, I'm biking down, camping out, staying with folks, and today I will do my fifth tour of a nuclear power plant at the Catawba plant, and I'll end up seeing about 11 of them, but I'll do actual tours at 7 locations.
So what's your goal here, Matt? I mean, obviously, this is something that interests you, but what do you hope to share with those who follow you on social media? What do you hope to do and educate them?
Yeah, good question. So kind of the overarching purpose of this trip is to kind of make, get nuclear in the conversation more, as we have these growing energy demands in the United States, and as we, become more aware of the environmental concerns for our energy production, nuclear energy actually bridges that gap pretty darn well. It's one of the most reliable sources we have in the United States. And it's also one of the cleanest and most minimally impactful on the environment. And I know there's a lot of kind of history involved with nuclear energy, but when you read about it and look into it, it's kind of a no-brainer as far as like what we should focus on in the future. And so I just want to get it kind of talked about more.
Matt, where did your passion about the nuclear energy come from? Was there an experience in your life, or did you have an experience with this? I know that you were in the military as well. So where did your passion come from regarding nuclear energy?
Yeah, so I think it was about 3 years ago, I finished up a somewhat similar bike tour, and I was out on the West Coast, and it was June, and it was about 96 degrees in Bend, Oregon. And, you know, I kind of just realized, like, wow, it is really hot right now. And so that kind of got me to look into climate change and, you know, actually read about it, because I would always see it in the news, but I didn't really know. Mm-hmm. And through that research, I heard about nuclear energy as one of the potential tools that we can use to mitigate climate change. And I just kind of did a deep dive on it because I didn't know anything about it. And as I said, you know, the more I learned about it, it was kind of an aha moment of, hey, like, I know there's kind of, you know, these negative thoughts about it from the past, but when you actually learn about it, you kind of realize, like, hey, if we're actually serious about mitigating climate change and providing energy for society, it really makes the most sense. And so that's kind of where the motivation came from about nuclear energy specifically.
And Matt, tell us more about your human powered nuclear power bike. Like, what are you, is it a special bike? How do you fill it up?
Just to clarify, it is only human powered, the bike itself.
If it was nuclear powered,
I could probably ride around the world 1,000 times before having to refuel it. But anyways, I have 4 different bags on my bike. And so I have my tent, a small stove, some clothes. I got to use my rain gear yesterday, even though some of it didn't work, but that's a different story. And Yeah, I'm just riding around. I'll find camp spots and stay for the night. I've been hosted by a lot of really great folks. I stayed with some folks who they live in Davidson, North Carolina, and they retired in 2012. And at the age of like 60, they biked all the perimeter of the United States. So, you know, what I'm doing is kind of is like crumbs compared to what they did. But yeah, it's been a really fun adventure.
Matt, how can folks continue to follow your journey? Do they just need to follow Matt Randall, and that's with two L's, on social media?
On Facebook, that would get them to my profile. And on Instagram, it's very similar. It's just at Matt Randall and then the number 9. And those are kind of the two main platforms. I've started to kind of share some nuclear energy facts and kind of information on TikTok. And those are the kind of three main platforms.
Well, we're lucky to have you here in the Carolinas, specifically at the Catawba plant, part of the Catawba nuclear system. And of course, our plant here next year in 2025, will celebrate 40 years of generating carbon-free power for more than 1.7 million homes. So that's pretty interesting. And I know we've got a lot of celebrating taking place next week. But good luck on the rest of your travels, Matt. Please be careful. And hopefully the weather will cooperate as you continue to make your way down to Florida.
Awesome. Thank you very much, Lucas and Ashley. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you.
Now, Matt, when you're on your journeys, make sure you download the WRHI app and you can take us on the go your entire trip.
That's
and you
right.
can stay in touch of what's happening right here in the Carolinas, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you guys very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Matt.
I didn't get a lot of confidence that he was going to download the app, but he can do it. It's one less thing he has to worry about. Thanks, Matt.